Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Impromptu Scenes, the themes of an autistic artist. And today is a poetry reading with your poet, Maria Eliu, and also your director, manager, and your host for Impromptu Scenes, the themes of autistic artists. Empowerment, integrated therapeutic alignment, energy power in the corner of my mind, meditating, focus on visuals, distorted facial images, dwindling shadows of light shines, memorizing, beaming blinded sunlight, appearing through the window in direct line towards me, eyes are closed, sensing light, extremely vivid. Giving me empowerment. Angels of wisdom, believing in ourselves with strong spirit, our faith or wisdom, spiritually showers upon us within our own understanding. Angels of light guides us in the right path, sends amazing messages, darkness, finding ourselves seeking words, feeling empowerment in a healthy manner. Angels of wisdom, whispering words of teaching. Angels of blessing within our soul, touches our heart, the depth penetrate the deeper core, extremely emotions rise to surface. Observer, photographer, observer viewing through lenses of my camera, be observing within my gifts, the gifted artist. Unique mediums, photographing my talents, the talented photographer, my enthusiasm, shooting nature scenes, magazine model in Milan. Observer photographer, observer viewing through the lenses of my camera, be observant within my gifts, the gifted artist, unique mediums, photographing my talents, the talented photographer, my enthusiasm, shooting nature scenes, magazines, modeling, occasions, film documentaries, real estate and architecture, my secret heart. Testing the water. Testing the water within quick hugs or embracing longer, smiles of laughter emerging, sounds of searching for topics, receptive of continued dialogue of conversations, time to go, hugging occurs, finally he walks outdoor, impact on an overload, repeatedly, the words of thoughts within your soul, body on an overload, neurological quietness, friends, smiles of day, facial expression spoken for you or share your stories of your emotions through sharing your stories of your emotions, the thoughts of me, captured moments, passion of interest, rock me in your arms, nerves dissipate, consult the body, seals with a kiss. Testing the waters, testing the waters with quick hugs or embracing longer, smiles of laughter emerging, sounds of searching for topics, receptiveness of continued dialogue of conversation, time to go, hugging occurs, finally he walks outdoor, impact on an overload, repeatedly, the words of thoughts within your soul, body on an overload, neurologically, quietness, trend, smile of day, facial expression, spoken for you or share your stories of your emotions, the thoughts of me, captures moment, passion of interest, rock me in your arms, the nerves dissipate, console the body, seals with the kiss. Welcome, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, welcome, Brian.
Hi, Maria. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Welcome coming on. So we have a poet, Brian Burns. So you have a poem you'd like to read?
Yes, thank you. This one is called Heart of Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is the angel of mercy in Buddhism. Heart of Kuan Yin. Eventually, you don't even need the statues, though they are always beautiful to keep near, to see, and to touch. But it is the real Kuan Yin, the one inside your heart, that matters. When she becomes your innermost beingness, only then do you see all things with compassion, touch all things with love, accept all things with peace. Written from the Hell Realms.
Very good. So I'll read Friends of Silence, Child of Light. In spirituality, visualizing angels surrounding me with love, hugs of serenity, receiving blessings, overjoyed experiences, doors of opportunity open, my gifts and talents gushing forth. The dawn of new direction, memory, support, life's lessons surging into awareness. Emotions pouring out, puddles of tears, words disappear into silence, can't express just yet. The core of my soul emerging, child of light, slowly adjusting to the brilliant light of day. Words floated, then seeking yet mute, friend of silence in my own world, lost but not forever. Others try to express the empathy in perfect phrase, offering some comforting messages, piece of wisdom, taking them in, experiences of a greater perceptive, formatting my own understanding. I am the mother rocking her own inner child, hearing her cries and newfound joy of expression. Searching for connected in a confusing world, pin drop, listening carefully, language designing a new direction, fresh new beginnings for a friend of silence, tranquility within calmness of thoughts, conscious review of suffering. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Bye.
That was beautiful.
Bye.
Maria. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what poem do you have?
That was lovely. I have a haiku.
Okay.
Up on my shoulder, the young cat purrs his joy song. This too, the Pure Land.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now I'm getting them up. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to read Solitude Stillness. Waiting waters of swamps quickly current flow through me. Be observant of waterfall, repeated the gifts of nature. Sitting on bench with my unexpected friend. Tranquility of emotion within our connected energy. Ask for clay antidote of scenario scene. Solitude stillness.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was in my first chapbook called Unexpected Friend. That's one of my poems for it.
That's beautiful.
Who do you have?
Let's see. Hang on.
Who do you have, you said?
Another haiku. The ocean at dusk. Light, sea, earth, air, all mingled. The world bubble shines.
Very good. I wrote this a while ago. I have words escape me. Where are the words when memories are triggered by others, blindsided, ripped from the present and dropped into the past? Where are the words when you're knowing something isn't right, yet others insist you're wrong, so you ignore your instincts and suffer? Where are the words when you are frightened but no one else understands? Are you feeling valid or do you mistrust even yourself along with everyone else? Where are the words hidden inside of us, awaiting our strength to use them?
Very good.
Thank you.
I have another haiku. Even in the dark, Kuan Yin, you shine above me like the sacred moon.
Yeah, that's the haiku poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I have
lovely poetic phrase. Raining, sounding a downpour, pouring rain, misty rain finishes. Walking in a breeze, feeling your motions, listening herbs, spoken words, be observant. I want to tell you something, repetitive, the storyline, recollection of memories, replays in the corner of her mind, communicating with her mother, so deeply connected, a beautiful thing, a loving poetic phrase.
Nice. Very, very good.
Thank you. It's one of my new poems I wrote this year.
That's nice. Oh, lovely.
And also, it's going to be published in a book. It will be my second chapbook. It will be The Gift of White Roses. And it's going to be coming. And
yes.
To look forward to it. If it's interesting, it's coming out. It will be coming out and will be published soon.
That's very good. I love the title.
Yeah.
White Roses, Gift of White Roses. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. The cover has my white rose with my favorite bird. So I have two, and they both mine. I both, you know, their photos by Maria. So I'm kind of excited. Can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. So what do you have?
I have another haiku. This one's a little different. It's about attraction. Sometimes there'll be a spontaneous attraction with somebody that you meet, and you don't even know why and can't control it, but it just is. Unknown to you, me. But when our bodies came near, the fire... electric.
I like that. It's really nice. That was very cool. And there's whole truth to that, because there are some people you connect, like you know each other for a long time, and you're able, so that comes on, and you can talk about, you know, different topics, and then all the time other people to be, you know. Sometimes some people could be more challenging. Depends on their energy with your energy. So, yeah, I do. Yeah, does work that way.
Yes. And you don't even know why.
Yeah, do you become friends with these? You become friends, Brian?
Not in that case, strangely enough. It was just the powerful attraction for a moment. You know, for a few moments.
Oh. Okay, so sometimes...
Yes, sometimes it can be the start of a wonderful friendship.
Yes, sometimes that happens, yeah. Okay, and let's see how we're... Happy Heavenly Mother's Day. I wrote this a couple of years ago. So, you know, like Mother's Day and people like, you know, deep sorrows, you know, a loss or, you know, Or it could be a memory of the mother that went to heaven, and you still have that, you know, connection. So happy Heavenly Mother's Day. Sorrow of loved ones' departure, a source of emotions pouring in the corner of our minds. Words echoes moments within time, shares our true selves, our souls deep connected. Something
very good.
Something different, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
This poem is called Attachment. From Attachment. From far away, I wonder, does the statue of Kuan Yin I gave you blow kisses to you while you sleep?
Very good. I have invisible rooms.
It's 12 o'clock.
Unique rooms within our brain, more rooms or less, bigger or smaller, because we're all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet. This sounds comforting. Plenty of places to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Rooms to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replay the past. There are some filled with light and others darker than a moonless night. There's even a special place to store the tears we shed to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance storing the traumas and joys of a single life so we learn instead of blindly forgetting either. We're all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness, and the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
Beautiful. Love it.
Thank you. So what do you have?
These are two haikus that can be read together. When I lived in Pennsylvania, I had a big Buddha on my patio, and every day a little chipmunk would come and sit on the Buddha's head, like he was meditating there. So I just wrote this poem, two little haikus about it. It's really one poem. Chipmunk friend returns, sits in sweet meditation on stone Buddha's head. Chipmunk monk, sensei, knows the path to Buddha. I will sit with you.
That's good. Are you doing another publication for your book or?
Yes, I have a new book almost ready, and I'm getting ready to republish one of my other books.
Sounds good. So you have two books in the works?
Yes.
Or one?
Two.
So what the new book is, what is that about?
It's a lot of haiku poetry, some straight poetry too, but a lot of haiku. And then the other one is a republication of my book, Kuan Yin Heart.
Did you add new poems to it?
And not to the original one, but there's all new poetry in this new book.
Right. Sounds good. You can come on and you can read it when it comes out.
Yes. Definitely.
I have intuitive minds. Observing intuitive minds. Observing. Brian, you like to read a poem?
Sure. This is called Am I? Am I a Buddhist? Who knows? Who cares anymore? Is there even an I anymore? It's all just empty, pretty words now. What I feel for the Buddha is not about religion, is not about tradition or orthodoxy, nor even about faith. It is about love, only love. If it happens that this love is also a kind of faith, so be it. I'll do another one. When two become one, all elements are aligned, then the lotus blooms.
Hi. All right.
Right. Okay, I'm going to read intuitive mind. Observant intuitive minds within our own inner soul, those connected with depth of emotions, observant, touches pure heart, entry of core, bounds in body, spirit, trauma, health, and sentry through energy, connected, memorized of observer.
Nice, very good.
Yeah, thank you. You like to read a poem?
Sure. Even far away, your beauty still shines on me, a star on the sea. He did touch the earth to claim that sacred moment, and the earth still shakes.
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
I'm going to read.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Bo Crown. Bo Crown, sit down, my children. Share your stories of who you are, your proudest moments and achievements. Whispering winds of accepted words shall us all. Well, I did it again. Go, Crown. Sit down, my children. Share your stories of who you are, your proudest moments and achievements. Whispering winds of accepted words shout us all. Our voice, stories, life experiences, unique. It's time to share and be understood as our world gathers collective voices. Teach their stories to the world. Time to listen, get their attention with the symbol, gold crown. Join us together, reflecting the golden light of opportunity. Gold crown, protecting our autistic community, a family with wisdom, courage, and choice. Gold crown, powerful thorn of injustice, grabs attention of all who sees it. Vulnerable yet strong, we present ourselves to the spotlight of cameras, media, and opinions. We will do our best.
Good.
Thank you. What do you have?
Let's see, another haiku. How like a mirror, the calm pond in the fall day, it holds the whole sky. What can I give you? Mother not here for birthdays. The full moon will do.
Very good. I have joy of expressions. Joy of expressions visualizing him and embracing me with warmth of cozy hugs. Be observant, observant in moments. Endearment still upon my heart. His motion grabs into the waves, connecting my emotions with enormity within me, touches my heart of soul, brings smile of joy, bursting of laughter, emotions runs wild through my neurological system, unexpectedly interrupts my sentry, absorbing the love of comfort in his arms, be still and experiences, lost for words, whereas float quietness within depth, expressing deep feelings of thoughts within myself. Without a spoken phrase, emerges with energy
of impairment.
Hmm. I've read this before, but I'll read it again. It's called Sit, Gaze, Breathe, also known as Plaster and Paint. It's about learning how to meditate. A lifetime ago, you came into my world, a gift of love, a golden Buddha with plaster and paint. But so beautiful, you took my breath away. All I wanted to do was to sit by you and gaze and breathe. I knew so little then of the Dharma or practice, and I knew nothing of tradition or method. So how could I have known that by your very presence you were giving me the greatest gift? You were teaching me how to meditate. And even now, after all these years, I still come to you, and all I want to do is sit, gaze, breathe.
Very good.
Hmm.
And so I have this poem. It's called Innocence. Innocence. That's the name of the poem. Innocence of boy, his eyes engaging with girl, intent of ambition, noticing at the same time he's holding to the rope of the tent. Girl felt his presence, looking at each other for their first encounter, admiring. She quickly run while he's watching the girl run. Then his body swings, twisted of nerves, as he fell on his stomach of attractiveness. Adorable to witness these children behaviors in action, timely expression and motor movement mute, acting role play of an adult, visualized and picture replayed in my mind, repeatedly, pure innocent, normally notices feelings within or not, the body responds emotionally, anxieties of social awkwardness, suddenly or automatically takes control of the mind, respectively of innocent intact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have?
Let's see. This one is called The Silence. Sometimes when students are first learning to meditate, they try to shut out the world and all her noises, seeking after some sacred silence that will take them to bliss. But that won't work. No true master would ever tell them to shut out the world. Rather, they would say open wide and let it all in with grace, acceptance, spaciousness, generosity, and love. The sacred silence they speak of is the silence within, the silence of the quiet mind.
Very good.
Mm.
I'm going to read a mother and daughter poem.
Good.
Stuff in the box of emotions no longer serving us. Sadness, scared, worried. Removing unknown worries in darkness, casting shadows of uncertainty.
Mom?
Buddhist of lost words
Mommy?
Within expression. Brian, can you read a poem?
Sure. Snowflakes hold their breath when falling in slow motion, then softly touch earth. Kuan Yin is right there, baby Buddha in her arms, when the sun rises.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to read Stuff in Box. The stuff in box of emotions no longer serving us. The sadness, scared, worries, removing unknown worries and darkness, casting shadows of uncertainty, footage of lost words within expressing ourselves, finished stuff in stuff box, floating on water, bodies, emotions, feeling lighter. In part two, scenes, a storyteller, the pox are two cells, connecting energies within our emotions. Pack the box with wisdom, love, remaining strong, who we are, playing the scene of hope, holding the world in our hands, realizing to the universe, holding moon in darkness, floating on moon. Be observant within distance, memorizing the powerful light. Your eyes focusing, noticing child of person standing grounded. The angels appearing in front of me, the angel protector.
Very nice.
Thank you. You have a poem you like to read?
Yes, Maria, I'll read one now. It's called Inter B. I am here because you are here. What happened then is part of what happens now. The things we do today may cause what happens someday. They will be there because we were here. You are here because I am here.
Very good. So I'm going to read The Optimist. Extremely intuitive within my soul as a wise woman, viewing my antidote, portraying my wisdom, design of creativity, my own original home community college, individualized programs at the Autistic Artist College. Producing monologues, heartfelt of quietude, touches the core of my soul, pouring emotions within, producing my own authentic document. Repetitively placed, observer, connected, the optimist in the corner of my mind. My role play of an actress representing myself as a narrator. Impromptu scenes performing on stage, our audience acting as a storyteller. Modules of convention, a visionary, thriving on my own organization, flourishing, standing strong.
Good.
Thank you.
This one is called The Flash. It's about the flash of inspiration, the flash of creativity, whether you're writing poetry, especially poetry. It could be any creative act, but especially poetry. It's called The Flash. It comes from nowhere. The flash, the vision, the clarity, luminosity. Then comes the poetry, the vain attempt to put it all down in words. A hopeless shadow, incomplete. But it is the only way, the only chance there is of allowing my lightning flesh to become yours.
Very good. All right, this one, honoring our beloved friends. Storytell of lifting words and spirit. Anecdote of a actress within blessing of her soul, sharing the light of her smiles within her life journey, recollection restoring the deep connection, never be forgotten. The depth of deep sorrows, flowers representing her name beyond her wisdom, beyond our wisdom. gathering collected friends, family, sharing their years of memories within her. The Joyce's life as a gifted performer, her passion for theater, with love for her, touches the hearts of souls, connection, shedding tears for a loved one, heart centers of departure. Pop is playing to serene memory, the soul of higher self, rejoicing her strong spirit, honoring our beloved friend.
That's lovely.
Thank you. So who do you have?
Maria, I'll read one more poem, then I'll say goodnight, all right?
Yes.
This one. These are two haikus that I'm reading together. The night sky, empty. A black dress without sequins. Then the stars come out. The moon on its back, shining in the night's black sky like a silver crown.
Very good. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you. It was
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Take care. Have a good night.
Mother and daughter poem. Tranquility within, questions to free my soul. All the wings are low, but what happens if I fly high? Can I land safely with love, not fear? Where is the feelings of connection I long for, my soul, to others? Are my wings strong enough to lift me up from fear into love? Is the tranquility within my soul waiting, a door to be opened, I connected to others? True friendship. Connecting energy within inner self are true friendship, connecting energy within inner self, our true friendship, connecting energy within inner self, own choice, powerful light, energy within inner other, balancing with support, building modules, steps in forming a true friendship, immense, immensely deep. Touches the heart of soul of feet, penetrating the core of emotions, our emotions, secret heart. State of peace, my floating, bopping, peaceful, relax, soaking it in the radiance of pure consciousness, just as we lay on a boat, gently bobbing in the waves, taking in the sun, observing the substance of life in this state of peace. Mind floating, bobbing, peaceful, relaxed. So, Maria's poem, State of Peace. Mind floating, bobbing, peaceful, relaxed, soaking in the radiance of pure consciousness. Just as we lay on a boat, gentle bobbing in the waves, taking in the sun, absorbing the substance of life. In this reduced state, the screen is no longer crowded with discourses. Thoughts are no longer saturated with too much.
The sound of breath replaces the sounds of destruction, cutting our ties with thinking, bringing us back to the source. Out in the world, this calmness surrounds our being, cutting our ties to the opinions, behaviors, and dramas of others. We find peace, therefore, by focusing within, appreciating that we took for granted the most essential component of life, breath. Shyness. Recollection occurs in the corner of my mind. He's written words with his shyness of vulnerability, endearing, precious moment, deeply touches the core of my soul. Be concealed, be observant within my shyness, revealing my innocence. Be still, it's a beautiful thing. Mother and daughter poem. Mommy Love. Narrator captures the storyline of mommy love beyond wisdom. Baby safe within mommy's arms, visualizing her facial expression with love and joy. Mommy's rocking her baby in her arms. Tranquility, energy, feeling of emotions within deep connection, touches her heart of soul. Senses of impromptu, baptize the baby, blessing he receives God's eternal love and angel faith. In ceremony, the priest lifted the baby to the sky within heavens, baby in water, repelling of steps. Godmother dressing Michael in his baptism outfit, photographing him for memory. Photographer can be shared as keepsake. Be still. In a moment, stages of growing within his progress of learning, be observing. So all our listeners enjoyed the poetry reading, and everyone around the world, have a good night.